Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to the 110 Nation Sports Show. I am your host, Mr. CJ Sports. Glad to be here on this Wednesday, on this hump day, right here in the Carolina Sports Plus studio. Getting ready to get my co-host in here with me. We got a lot of things to jump into tonight. Crazy weekend. Mario, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Glad to be in the studio talking about sports on this Wednesday evening.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. It's just interesting how this whole weekend played out. Before we jump into this, let's take care of a few things. I'm going to let you go first. Let them know where they can find Carolina Sports Plus, website, Facebook, all that stuff. What you got going on?
Okay. You can check us out online at CarolinaSportsPlus.com. You can like us on Facebook and Instagram at Carolina Sports Plus. We got a lot of good things going on. We currently got a new stock, some shoes in, so that's always some good news. Carolina Sports Plus is going to be a vendor at the fair in Lumberton, North Carolina, coming up next week.
Don't forget, Monday night, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, you can catch the 110 Nation Race Chat Live exclusive. That's where a couple of us sit down with drivers, track promoters, crew members, whatever the case may be, and do a one-on-one, or I guess a two-on-one interview. We had Dylan Martin on Monday night. For those that do not know Dylan Martin has been a friend and basically a family member of the 110 Nation at least 10 years at this point. So it was great to be able to catch up with them. It was great to hear he's got some good things going on there. Tuesday nights, you guys, in case catch Race Chat Live, 8 o'clock right here in the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Chris, Taz, and Miss Lee get you guys caught up on all the latest going on in the racing world. Of course, tonight, the 110 Nation Sports Show, and then tomorrow night, you got Safety to Success. Jared sits down with a couple of different drivers, track promoters, whatever the case may be, and talk about racing and talking about safety or ways to be safe driving. Great podcast. Make sure you guys check that out. If you miss any of the shows, you guys can go to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com. It's got all our shows, videos, blogs, show schedules, everything that you need. It's also got tabs to all the different platforms we are on. You can catch our podcasts on all your favorite podcast platforms, if it be iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, however you catch the shows. You guys can or just go to your platforms and search the 110 Nation and pull us up that way and follow us. It's always appreciated. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel as we work very hard behind the scenes to continue to grow, and we got a lot of great things going on, and hoping to have some more announcements coming out here in the next week or two. So looking forward to that as well. you know, honestly, Mario, at this point, I thought that the NFL, especially early into the college football season, would dominate the headlines. We're 3 weeks into college football. We've kind of got to settle in our ways. You got Georgia beating up on their opponents, Michigan beating up on their opponents, Ohio State, and so forth. NFL, we're only a couple weeks in. We're still kind of trying to figure out where everybody is at and who are the clear-cut favorites. But college football has not disappointed, or for the most part, in due to and thanks of Deion Sanders, Colorado has not disappointed. A couple of headlines that came out of this weekend, or actually came out going into this game. Coach from Jay Novell or Norville from Colorado State talking about basically take your glasses off and hat off when you're talking to adults. Talking to Deion, kind of taking it personal, as Deion said, to seeing a clip where Deion basically got glasses for the entire team, to what could be arguably a dirty play, at worst, or at minimum, at least a late hit. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But Colorado had a little bit of everything, to include Lil Wayne bringing him out on the field. A little bit of everything. First of all, Mario, are we getting to be too much when we're having Lil Wayne bring out the Colorado Buffaloes? Not the Tar Heel basketball team, not the Alabama Crimson Tide football team, but we're Lil Wayne is bringing out Colorado Buffaloes. I saw the ratings. It was something ridiculous. It was something like 9-point-some million viewers for this game. Like, it's insane. Are we going overboard with this? Is this? I mean, we got some tough opponents coming up. So, is this just a lot of hype? Like, are we overboard? Even not. Let's not even talk about the games yet. Let's not even mention the fact that they're getting ready to play Oregon and USC, and there's like four or five other ranked teams. Like, their schedule is ridiculous at this point. Let's talk about the other side. Have we gone too far? The 9-point-some million views for an 18th-ranked college football team that's not beat anybody. Like, I'm not quite sure how we're moving up the ranks the way that Colorado's moving up the ranks. They've beaten nobody yet. So we're going off of sheer hype at this point. Like, have we exceeded the limit? Like, are we over that there, Mario?
All right. First off, you know, actually thinking about it with Lil Wayne bringing him out, all this is new to college football. You know what I mean? With Prime, Coach Sanders, whatever, you know, your name fits. But it's new. You know, it's a lot of good buzz. You know, it's definitely helping out the college football scene. But then when you actually look at it, right? You know, you're getting the older people, you know, the Deion Sanders fans who remembers Deion playing. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you're bringing in, I would say, the new era of recruiting with the coach. You know, with Coach Prime bringing Lil Wayne. You know, doing all the social media work, which is all great. You know, there is great exposure for the kids. You know, you got the name, you got the players' Instagram names on the back of their uniforms. You know, they're getting a lot of news. They're getting a lot of reporters come to their games. They're getting, you know, ESPN, you know, flying to Colorado, having their whole set. So, you know, is it too much? Is it a lot? Oh, yeah, I would say it's a lot going on down there. You know, for Coach Prime being in his first year and Colorado only winning one
game
last year. Their brightest days was the quarterback who went to Pittsburgh. What was his name? I forgot his name. The quarterback, you know, he was the one that was doing a little bit going both ways too. But I think it's good hype. You know, it's good publicity for college football, you know. But it is a lot. But I was one of the 9 million plus people staying up past 2 o'clock, you know, on the East Coast. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it is good to see. There's a lot of good buzz, but we're about to see.
We're about to see
what they can do against Oregon Saturday.
I was not one of those 9 million people, and that was just because I had to go into work Sunday morning and do some stuff, so I had to go in early. So I couldn't afford to be up that late to watch it. That is the only reason. But, yes, I have watched the other games, and, yes, I have paid a lot more attention, especially to Colorado, because of all this going on. And are we allowed to say Coach Prime? I know he's trademarked like a bunch of different things all of a sudden too, and I think Coach Prime is one of them. This is just taking a whole life of its own. I still want to see him beat somebody. At this point, not to steal any of the thunder with this, but they've not beaten anybody yet. Nobody of any significance, any really rank. So these upcoming games will kind of give us an idea. One of the things we talked about, Mario, before was Travis Hunter and whether or not he could handle playing 140, 150, 160 snaps or whatever the case. Do they not have another player on that team that could not play at a higher level than Travis Hunter is playing at when playing both ways and all these other scenarios? But one of the scenarios, one of the many reasons why this is not a good idea and it should be reevaluated, we didn't talk about. And it was what happens when Travis Hunter, the wide receiver, and the cornerback get hurt. And you're not only just down a wide receiver or not just down a cornerback, now you're down one of each. That was not something, a scenario that it crossed our minds at that point in time. But to me, this is just another reason why the whole two-way player thing just is not the best idea. The hit itself, I posted it on our YouTube channel. It was actually, oddly enough, only the second most viewed thing. We'll talk about the most viewed thing. It also happened Saturday night in college football. But we put on there the hit.
It was a dirty
when
hit.
When it comes to this hit, one, it's hard to be non-biased.
Yeah.
And what I mean by this is, I would say maybe outside of the Colorado State college and fan base itself, everybody else has kind of got sucked into this. Like, we all want to see this work. Like, we all want to see Deion Sanders, the player we grew up watching, lead Colorado to like a national title. Like, as much as we have our loyalty to our teams, I'm not going to say we're all just like, oh my God, please, please, please. But all of us are watching. Like, all of us have this eye on. Like, it's this guilty pleasure. Like, you know, if there's one team out there that's going to win the national title versus us, let it be them. Like, let this story happen. And so you already kind of have, well, at least most of America already kind of has this bad taste in their mouth because we're all pulling for Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Then you throw in the whole sunglasses and hat and basically saying you weren't raised right or raised with respect or whatever, however you want to say it. So now you're kind of getting everybody a little riled up because we want to see this guy succeed. And now you're throwing shade. Like, hold on. Like, no, this is – and so I think everybody's reaction when they first saw this hit and probably the first day or two was to the extreme. Like, that had to be a dirty play. That had to be intentional. That it had to be that. Mm-hmm. It had to be.
I would honestly, you know, there's two sides of the story. You know, as far as the hit, you know, in my opinion, you know, I felt like it was late. The ball was dribbling down the field after the hit, you know what I mean? But then on the same token on the other end, you know, I got a lot of respect for Deion. I want him out there. I got a lot of respect for him. I like how he's recruiting. You know, he's going to get plenty of people to follow him, just like he's been doing ever since, you know, coaching Pee Wee and going all the way up. But then at the same token, you know, now you got players talking like Deion. You know what I mean? Which is going to rile up the other players. You understand what I'm saying? Because you already know the other team does. They do want to beat them. You know what I mean? They want to do the Deion dance. You know, after big plays, they want to do the watch thing. You know what I mean? What his son is doing at quarterback, which he's doing awesome. Then when you get to talking junk all the time, you know, everybody's getting a lot of buzz. It's going to hype up the other players. I wouldn't say to do something dirty to them, but to get them riled up just because, you know, you're getting all this hype, you talk a lot of trash on the field. You understand what I'm saying? Would it rile me up if I was Colorado State? Oh, yeah, I'd be ready to go. You understand what I'm saying? I'd be ready to go, you know, on the other end. Kind of like, you know, Colorado players, they talk a lot of trash, you know, like they're in the NFL and making good money, but they are making money, though. You know what I mean? So it's just different now than it was back then. Even 2 years ago, you know, college football has changed just because players are getting paid. You know, and players are getting paid, you know, what second string NFL players are making. You understand what I'm saying? So of course it's gonna get a little bit more vocal. Coaches won't be able to hold their players down like they did, you know, back in the days, just because all this is new. But I would say they talk a lot of trash too. You know what I mean? Colorado, they do. They do back it up because they're currently 3-0. You know, so it just, there's two sides of the story. Yes, it was a dirty hit, but then at the same token, yes, y'all talk a lot of trash, and yes, I'm gonna light you up any given time that I get the opportunity to hit you. You know, so it was just.
You know, when I initially watched it versus me having a couple of days and then kind of watching it and just reading different comments and different headlines and different, even on our YouTube channel, in the other video, and we'll talk about Tennessee and Florida, they lit up our comments. Our YouTube channel was nonstop this weekend with that stuff, Sunday. And, you know, just kind of reading and taking it all in, I agree it's a late hit.
Yeah.
I don't think there's really any way you can really twist that. Someone had commented, well, do we know that he saw the ball? Like, you know, he might have. They were far enough out that I don't think there's any way you can twist whether or not it was a late hit.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not I think it's a dirty hit or there was some intention,
I agree with that part. I agree with that part. Was it a dirt? Was it a late hit? Yes. Was it a hit where he was trying to injure him? It's just hard to say. I feel like it was a shot, just like any other shot, just to get your attention. You know what I mean? I want to sit there and say.
I think he wanted to put him on his butt. I think he just wanted to put him on his butt. Like, you know,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
You're mm-hmm. not that bad, blah, 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 whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
I feel if it was an intentional hit, you wouldn't have kind of taken an awkwardly shot,
mm-hmm.
The chest, stomach area. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't your traditional, I'm trying to, in your career, kind of angle or, hit. So,
it wasn't to the knees.
So when I first saw it, I'm not going to lie, I had the same thought of a lot of people and, this is dirty, this is blah, blah, blah. But after kind of looking at it and kind of just having a moment to kind of take in, I feel it was a late hit. And I can maybe see why he wasn't thrown out of the game for targeting and why it was just what it was and nothing more than what it was. So, the other game that happened that got a lot of attention on our YouTube channel was the Tennessee and Florida game. One of the quarterbacks, I can't remember who it was. I want to say it's probably the Florida quarterback because Florida ended up winning. They've gone on this run and beating Tennessee in the swamp. But instead of just taking a snap and kneeling it, and at the time run out, he decides to kind of run around a little bit in the backfield. And as the defender comes up, then he goes and kind of takes the knee, the defender, push him down. I mean, it wasn't nothing extreme. Mm-hmm. It wasn't nothing hard. But he did push him, which caused things to get kind of ugly between Tennessee and Florida. You actually seen a couple of players actually square up to box each other. Punches were swung and everything else. Not a good look for either program. The actual incident itself, what actually got it all escalated. Part of me wants to be with the majority of the people and what he danced around. Should have just kneeled it. Like, why are you doing this stuff? Mm-hmm. You're kind of just rubbing it in their face. Mm-hmm. The other side of me doesn't mean defense go ahead and shove them to the ground. And I don't feel that it was this hard, brutal shove. It was more, to me, it was kind of, all right, this dude's just running around back here. I'm going to push him down. And when a defender went to actually put that full effort into it, that's when he took the knee in. The defender kind of shoved him in the sake that he kind of had all this momentum because he was going to be the one to finally make the point to stop and was to just end this game so you dance around back here. I don't think it was the defense just sitting there saying, you know what, we're going to intentionally try and knock this dude's head off because he ain't nailed the ball. I just don't feel that way. What was your thoughts on that, Mario?
First off, it kind of started off bad from the beginning, not taking the knee. You know what I mean? And the game is over. You know what I mean? Just by him running around, you got the offensive lineman, you got the defensive lineman. I'm already losing. They're already winning. And he ain't kneeling. I feel like I wouldn't say a sign of disrespect, but it's on that level. You understand what I'm saying? You want you, what would happen if an NFL player would have done something like that? Oh, man, that something like that would have happened too. You understand what I'm saying? Probably wouldn't have happened on the field. Mm-hmm. It would happen in the locker room. It would happen on Twitter. It would happen on Instagram. You know what I mean? But, you know, just kneel. If he just kneel the ball and let the game be over, then it's all good. But I feel like with him running around, it was kind of like a show-off. You know, he wants to be seen. So if I had to go tackle him, if I got even close to him and he went down, so most likely the same thing would have happened. I would have pushed him down too. You understand what I'm saying? Now you got me wasting my energy. I might blow a knee just trying to chase you to make sure you fall and the game is over. You understand what I'm saying? So all you had to do was just kneel.
Oh, Lord. I don't get it. I don't. It was some unnecessary stupidity.
Yeah, unnecessary.
That
yeah.
end up causing players to actually swing on each other, which now is going to cause the suspensions and all just over. You just couldn't help the ball in the game, been over with. Instead, you decided to dance around in the backfield. I don't know. My Buckeyes played Western Kentucky 63-10, walk in the park, really not much to talk about. I'm not a big fan of these schedules. I'm not a big fan of the playing nobody. UNC, who'd you guys have, and how'd your game go?
It went good. This is it's good currently being 3-0, you know what I mean? Hopefully this week against Pittsburgh, we can do something, because we never can get over the hump. You understand what I'm saying? Of being 2-0 to get 2-1, or get to 3-0, then it's 3-1, and everything go downhill. But overall, it's looking all right. You know, we don't got our wide receiver. The NCAA is not letting him play. So, you know, we're just doing a little different route. Hopefully, May can calm down with his interceptions and see what he can do against Pittsburgh. But overall, it is something good to see and hear in the Carolinas when it comes to college football.
Mm-hmm. 17th ranked Tar Heels. Look forward to this week's action.
Good games. Good games on this week. What about Notre Dame, y'all? What's gonna happen with Notre Dame? You gonna let the that old quarterback from Wake Forest come in there and handle business against Ohio State?
I know.
He's been down there in Wake Forest. He's very accurate. He's an old man, but he could definitely throw the ball. So it's definitely.
It scared me the first time we played under this coach. I can't think of his name. And the reason is the history. He was at Ohio State, and he also worked at this high school that I graduated from. So, like, the Notre Dame head coach is from this area. And so it makes this game a big deal for this whole area. And we end up kind of having a walk in the park with them. The first time, I'm just hoping that we have figured out our formula after this 63-10 win, because the first 2 weeks it didn't look so good before we get to Notre Dame before this weekend, because I don't feel as confident in how we look versus teams that are – you know, Notre Dame, 9th ranked, you know, top 10 team. So,
yeah,
kind of got me nervous. So,
yeah.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the air or talked about a period. And we talked about thoughts and opinions on the NFL being scripted.
I think we almost crossed that line, but we never discussed it all the way. But we can definitely talk about it.
I personal thoughts. It's not really where I wanted to go with it, but we're going to go with that because the other parts, it talks about it. But I don't think the NFL is scripted. There's too many once-in-a-lifetime things that happen. But have you been seeing these NFL – this is more what I wanted to get into. Have you seen these NFL commercials that talked about the script? Oh, my God. They are running with this, and it is hilarious to me.
These
commercials, the Tom Brady commercial, the commercial with Patrick Mahomes in it. These commercials are hilarious to me.
But even as far as that part, you know, that's good for the NFL, you know what I mean? Good buzz, bad buzz, you know, as long as you get buzz, that's the good thing. You understand what I'm saying? But as far as the NFL being fake, there's too much. You know what I mean? You're not going to tell me a big grown man going to want to tear his leg. You know, it doesn't work like that, man. You know, there's too many opportunities and life-changing things that could happen, you know, by you doing what you need to do in the NFL. You know what I mean? So I definitely.
Odell Beckham,
I'm not walking
we're going to have you this week go to the corner of the end zone. We're going to have you catch the pass with two fingers. Reaching all the way back. Come on, people. There's no way this stuff is scripted. There's just no way. No. But I absolutely positively love whoever decided to go with this and run with this with these commercials because they are hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. I'm loving that they are doing that to that. This weekend with our picks, I went 11-5. You went 10-6.
Ooh, wait. That's good money there. That's good. That's good right there. 10, 11 games, 16, 17. That's good. That's real good. Okay.
I think we would have been better if Chubb wouldn't have got hurt. We both took the L on that. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. This is why being a lifelong Cleveland Browns fan, you don't allow yourself to live in the moment. You don't allow yourself to get hyped up because something will always happen. There's a reason why we've coined the slogan, there's always next year, or maybe next year. I know that we went out and got Kareem Hunt today. He was with us, I think, 5 years. We got him on a 1-year, $4 million contract. And honestly, that's probably the best case scenario. I really wish I knew the reason for why, one, we already hadn't re-signed him, and he was already part of the organization. And two, why nobody else signed him. That is a concern to me. That's why I've never really pushed or been an advocate of signing Hunt, because I didn't know that piece to the puzzle. It makes no sense to me that the Browns, in order to keep the best running back duo, if there was no issues, why there was not a contract or even a conversation. It's kind of, Kareem Hunt's not with us, and that's kind of the end of it. Like, there's no discussion, there's no nothing. So it never made sense to me, and there's a reason for this. Yes, I feel this is probably the best case scenario, having somebody that has been in our system for 5 years, has really kind of been 50% of the workload when it comes to the running back position. Concerns is how out of shape, what the reasons So we'll see how this goes. I no longer have my hopes up. I will say that. And it's not just the Nick Chubb thing. That is a very big piece of it. I would probably say 95% of the reason, because even though teams knew that Chubb was running the ball, we could literally tell you where Chubb was going, and most of the time the defender was still not tackling Nick Chubb for whatever reason. Like, he just had this, I don't know, like Nick Chubb is beast. Without him, I even though Kareem Hunt's the best case, I just don't have the confidence. I'm still sticking with my pick. I'm not going to pull my pick of the Browns winning the AFC North. But the other part also, and I lost my train of thought, was I am losing more and more confidence that Deshaun Watson is going to be Deshaun Watson of old. You're coming up on almost a season's worth of play. You got 2 games this year, 6 games last year, so you're already 8 games. You're already half a season, and you're really not that impressive. Like, interceptions and fumbles and face mask and stupidity, and, like, I have to hear the jokes all the time because the wife is such an advocate of this whole Deshaun Watson, what he's done and how horrible of a person he is. And she really battles this whole moral thing, being a Browns fan, but also the whole Deshaun Watson thing. So this is like, she refers to him as Happy Indian. That is his name. That is forever going to be his name. And it gets harder and harder to kind of shrug the comments and try to defend anything when you're really not producing. You're not what we paid for, or you're not the version that was advertised here. So, Giants. What do you think about that Giants? Like, how you couldn't score in like 6 quarters.
Yeah,
like you outscored like 50-0. And then you come back from 28-7. Hell of a comeback.
The Giants definitely got a little drama going over there, just like the other New York team, or the New York Jets anyway. But it is interesting, you know, with Barkley getting hurt, with Barkley being hurt now the quarterback stepping up with the big contract, you know, but then at the same token, they're playing Arizona. So what more could you expect, you know, with Arizona? You understand what I'm saying? Everybody was just hyped that they were going to beat the Giants when they were up, you know, but then to turn around and lose that game, you know, it's not as bad for them as it could have been if it had been like the Dallas Cowboys or the Eagles or something. Now that would have been a totally different story within itself. But hopefully, Jones.
What'd you think about Josh Dobbs?
To earn that contract. He's looking good. You can tell he's been a good backup for all these years, and it's kind of, you know, playing itself out now just because he got a starting role with Murray being out. So this is his opportunity to really show everybody what you've learned being a backup quarterback. You know me, and he's a smart man. So smart outcomes should happen. That's the way I look at it, you know. So he got his opportunity, next man up, and this is the things that he's doing. You know, hopefully he can keep it up. Let's see what he can do next week.
What about your Panthers? What do they need to fix?
Oh man. I think they got a lot of issues going on to me. Right. The first issue is, I would say, you know, I'm not bringing up, you know, Cam Newton. You know what I mean? But it was a magical year that Cam Newton had, but also the good rookie season that Cam had also. You know, we kind of forget that Cam Newton did have a great rookie year, you know what I mean, coming into the league. You know, so it's first pick versus first pick. You know, and then looking at Young, you know, sometimes there's no deep balls. You know what I mean? So without no deep balls and no separation coming from the wide receiver, you know, it's just dinking and dunking. You know what I mean? You're going to get a lot of slants. You're going to get a lot of screens. You're going to get a lot of the bubble stuff. You know, that's only going to get you so far, especially if you're throwing 30 times and you only got 100-something yards. You know, so I feel like that he can't. I feel like Young, he can't really see as good as a taller quarterback because he is shorter. You know, with him being a shorter quarterback, you got to do a lot of different things. You know what I mean? You got to make sure your line is blocking. You got to get some thrown lanes in between the lines. You know, now you got to throw over a 6'3" linebacker and drop it over, you know, drop it over linebacker and hit the tight end going down the seam. You know what I mean? But then you got to think about when you're going out deep balls, you can't really see anyway. And then with our wide receivers not getting separation, the DB's right there. Wherever he go, they go. You know? So it's just a lot. I think the offensive coordinator, you know, I mean, the head coach, because he is calling the plays, you know, sometimes, you know, first down, second down run. You know, we got sick of that with Ron Rivera. You know what I mean? You bringing in all these offensive gurus. We got McNown, the quarterback coach. He was good. You know, we want to see balls being thrown, but then at the same time, you can't get the ball down the field. So it's just a lot. Our defense is really holding us down, but then at the same token, you can't lean on your defense a whole game. You understand? Because they're gonna get wear down. But I want to take a lot of my wins away that I predicted for him if Bryce Young just could have just stepped in and threw a 10-yard out or a shallow cross for 15 yards here or maybe a deep ball for 25. We're not getting that. We're not going to get that this year, to me.
Oh.
But he's a good guy, man. He's a humble kid, you know what I mean? He's a humble kid. He talks good. You know, he carries himself well. You know, all that stuff is great. But then at the same token, honestly, you know, it just get wear down or just going through it year after year. Panther fan, so well, I am. So just got to roll with the flow.
Like I said, I lost a lot of confidence losing Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson. Defensively, I am very impressed. Our defense has definitely lived up to the hype. I just wish the offense could do something to help the defense out. Last week, like I said, I went 11-5. You went 10-6. Overall, I'm 20-12. You're 18-14. We're two games apart. We're going to run through our games this week and who we think are going to win and not win. Thursday nights, we got the Giants at San Francisco. That's interesting to me. I'm not going to get sucked into the hype. I understand the Giants had one hell of a comeback. I don't know how much of that was they just found what they were looking for or how much that was of Arizona falling apart. So I'm not going to get sucked all into this, the Giants this and the Giants that. Plus the 49ers are looking really good. I'm going to take the 49ers on this Thursday night game.
Well, I'm gonna catch that ride right along with you. I know I'm two games down, but this ain't the game to catch up with.
Cool. All right, the next one is Indianapolis at Baltimore. Who you got?
Well, Indianapolis getting their first win last week. You know, Richardson's out. So, you know, you got I forgot their backup quarterback's name. But he's going to come in. But Minshew, yeah, there you go. But he's not going to get the win. Colts are going to lose.
I'm in the boat with you. As much as I need Baltimore to lose to put Cleveland back in this running here, with Baltimore being 2-0, I don't see them losing to the Indianapolis Colts. It don't matter which one of the quarterbacks is back. I don't know. Richardson was playing pretty good. I'm not going to take that away from him before he had that concussion. But again, they were also playing Houston. Almost anybody looks good against Houston. C.J. Stroud had a great game, but outside of that, Houston didn't look all that phenomenal. But anyway, I'm in the same boat. I'm going to take Baltimore. Next one is Tennessee at Cincinnati. Oh, wow.
You've been riding with Tennessee.
I'm going to go with Tennessee because there's talk of possibility. Burrow setting out some here coming up, trying to rest. I know there's a stretch that they can win a couple. This not being one of the games in hopes that be ready after the bye. I know there's a couple of different scenarios I've seen. So I'm not sure if Burrow is even playing this weekend, and even if he was, to what capacity, because obviously something is still not right. We're seeing that both these last two games and to finish last week's game with him limping off the field. I'm going with Tennessee.
Do you think Burrow, you know, when regular season starts, do you think he knew that he wasn't right, but he felt like he had to come, he had to be ready for the he had to suit up for the regular season, you know, at least to sit there and start week one and try to get his payday? Do you think that crossed his mind, or do you think, you know, like deep down, I understand you're going to sit there and say, you know, I need to be here for my team, or, you know, whatever the case may be, but you think deep down inside that he knew that he wasn't healthy, but he wanted to go just to play week one and get paid? Because the more you look at it, I think he wasn't even ready to physically come back yet.
I think in his mind he knew that he wasn't 100%. But I think he thought he was healthy enough that he could play the game, not realizing or not thinking about one or two bad tweaks, and we re-aggravated an injury that was almost healed. And I think that's probably what happened, is he ended up re-aggravating the same injury. And now, you know, all that healing you did and not practicing and OTAs and all that stuff and the preseason all kind of went out the window in week one when you reactivated it.
I think
he's
going to
take a
rest.
I
think this could be my catch-up game. It all depends. If he rests, I go ahead and say Tennessee win. But I figure if he plays, they was 0-2 last year. They will start it off bad, but he's hurt. You know, I can kind of feel like he's hurt. But if he plays, I'm going Cincinnati.
I read that wrong. It's Cleveland. Tennessee's playing Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah. Okay. Tennessee's playing Cleveland.
And I'm taking Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking Cleveland, too. I'm taking Cleveland, too, because even though Watson had the turnover, even though Watson did have the turnovers, he's not looking like Watson of the Houston days. Maybe them days are kind of like over. You know, but the pick, the first play kind of went out the tight end's hand. You understand what I'm saying? So that's kind of like, okay. But he does lose the ball. You know, the fumble thing, he was trying to get down. Somebody punched it out. He got to hold on to the ball. But I want to see Watson. I don't want to see him keep going down. I want to see him do good, but I'm going with Cleveland.
Not only that, the defense. Like Tannehill, the top 10 quarterback. So our secondary, and then where we've loaded up and added pieces on the defensive end and the linebacker position, kind of sized up some that could help shut down Derrick Henry or at least reduce that. So I'm liking that. The next game is – my light is bad in here, so there's a glare. Atlanta at Detroit. I'm going to let you go first. Mm. Because I went first last game.
All right. Okay. Them Dirty Birds. You know, I really don't got no love for ATL as far as the Falcons. You know what I mean? It's fun going to Atlanta where I went one time, but I'm not going to pick the Falcons. I'm going to go ahead and go with them Lions.
I feel you. I'm not confident, Atlanta. You struggled to beat Jordan Love and Green Bay. You're talking about a rookie quarterback versus a veteran quarterback. You're talking about a rookie quarterback going against a pretty good defense. I don't see any aspect of this that points in favor of speaking of Atlanta, though, real quick. Was you watching any of that Atlanta game? Did you see where they went for it on fourth down?
Yeah, I saw the highlights of it.
Where he just randomly went for it on fourth down. He was in field goal range, Cody kicked it.
I
tell you what, that is some ballsy stuff right there.
Yeah.
Because if they wouldn't have made that fourth down, then they would have been losing. Like, that is crazy.
Yep.
They didn't keep the field goal. But anyway, Detroit, where are we at? Don't lost my train of thought. Saints, Green Bay. Tell you what, Derek Carr has been pretty impressive. Chris Olave, or however you pronounce his last name, from Ohio State, looking real good. Thomas out there. The Saints are looking good. I know you don't want to hear this, being a Carolina fan, but the Saints are looking pretty legit there. I'm going to take the Saints this weekend.
Yeah, see, the Saints are a little bit different. The Saints a little bit different than the Falcons and how I feel about both teams, even though they're in our division, NFC South. You understand what I'm saying? But the Saints have looked good. The Saints have looked good since the preseason. You know, there's not no bad in saying that just by being a Panthers fan, because you can see it. I wish our offense moved the ball down the field. I wish our quarterback threw the ball down the field. But I'm going with the Saints as well.
All right. Next one. Houston at Jacksonville. You're up first.
You know, even think about, you know, the quarterback out of Ohio State, Stroud. You know, he played a very good game. Throwing over 300 yards. You know, it was good, but I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Jaguars.
Yeah, he threw something like 384 yards. It's kind of crazy how he just kind of goes underneath the radar. And even when people talk about it, they just kind of like, he just threw for 300 and blah, blah yards, you know.
Yeah.
No big deal.
And Fields can't do nothing like that.
But I'm in the same boat as you. I don't see Houston. I mean, that's like really the only highlight or only plus that came out of the whole weekend for Houston was C.J. Stroud's performance.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too many pieces, too many weak links. There's a lot of work that's got to go on there before they're anywhere. And unfortunately for someone like C.J. Stroud, who, you know, he might have been the right fit and the right pieces would have been the perfect situation, and it might turn into a career that you waste there because the process of rebuilding this whole team, there's a lot of pieces.
Did Carolina pick the wrong quarterback?
Did who?
I said, did Carolina pick the wrong quarterback with number one?
Honestly, I don't think either one of them are going to turn out being the right quarterbacks.
That sounds true. It could be true.
I think when we come to it being time to renew contracts, we're not going to hear about either one of them. When they go to sign their first non-rookie contract, I think they'll end up being journeymen from that point on. I don't see either one of them being a starter anywhere else. I'm just not high on either one of them. I'm just not.
Okay.
We did Houston and Jacksonville. Next one is Denver and Miami. Did you go first or did I go first?
I can't remember. I think I went first, though.
I'm going with Miami. At this point, until Tua gets injured and proves to me he can't play at the level he needs to play at, I think Miami's a team. I don't know. That seems really good. And I'm definitely going with Miami.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, I really don't think Wilson and Sean Payton are really getting along. I think Sean Payton really got a little thing I think he got something he really want to get off his chest about Russell Wilson. You know, I think Russell Wilson, you know, his time is coming up. You know what I mean? He's a little short guy too. You know what I mean? So he has to have a lot of good things to go along with him, you know, to get the ball down the field. But I don't see him beating Miami. I'm going with Miami too.
All right, next on there is Chargers at Minnesota, and you are up first.
Oh man, this could be the game. This could be the game that catches me up at least one right here. It all depends who you pick, but they're both in tough situations right now. You know, with Minnesota, with fans talking about they want to get rid of Kirk Cousins. I know that's right. Then you think about on the other end, you know, with their head coach having all that young talent. They don't got, you know, veteran talent. They got young talent. No turnovers on offense. You know what I mean? Moving the ball down the field. But I've been riding with the Chargers for a while, but I'm gonna go ahead and go with Kirk Cousins.
And this is where our paths separate.
Okay.
I went ahead and went with the Chargers.
All right.
I think they lost a tough game last week. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're going to lose them all. Minnesota doesn't. I'm not going to say that I think Minnesota's a bad team. They just don't impress me any. They're just kind of
They got a lot of turnovers. They turn the ball over a lot.
So, all right.
All right.
Next one. New England at the Jets.
Ooh, I hear.
You know what?
Ooh.
I just got to say, this whole injury to Aaron Rodgers just was really an unfortunate twist.
Yeah.
Like,
part of the script.
Yeah, because I wish it would have been written differently, because I just wish I would have seen how this season would have played out with him. And, of course, I'm going to say the same thing about Nick Chubb being a Browns fan, because I feel like that's it for us. But more so Aaron Rodgers. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I got New England. I think if Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback here at week three, where I think we're week three, it'd be a different story. I think it'd be the Jets. But I don't think Zach Wilson lasts long. I don't think the Jets deal with it long. They're going to have to figure something out. He showed last week that he's still the same Zach Wilson. And you got too many other good pieces on your team, so I don't know. But I'm going with New England.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. This ain't a game where I can afford to try to attempt to catch up. But I'm riding with you. I'm going New England.
All right, next one is Buffalo at Washington, your first pick.
Ooh. Okay, that's a good one. You know, is this Washington hype train, is it for real? You know what I mean? Is it for real? But I'm going Buffalo. See, that's the thing, too. Hold on. Let me think about this. You know, Josh Allen. I'm gonna go ahead and go with Buffalo. Even though Washington, I think I'm gonna go with Buffalo. I'm going with Buffalo.
All right, I already wrote mine in. I'm doing Buffalo as well. I just think Buffalo is a better team. I think Washington is definitely improved, but I don't think they're better than Buffalo. And Carolina at Seattle.
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
Oh, man. I'm with first last time.
Before we get into the picks, I was just thinking about Geno Smith. Did you see that where the referee talking about, I'm speaking to America right now?
Oh yeah, that was very entertaining. That truly was genuinely entertaining. You know what I mean?
Oh Lord. Carolina at Seattle. I'm probably going to regret this, but I'm going to go Seattle.
You said it like you was thinking about picking Carolina, but man, you know what I mean?
If it was in Carolina, I probably would have took Carolina. It's that whole 12th man thing that's all I could think about. That's what's going to set it over the top. Like, you got a young rookie quarterback. There's already all this going on, and then you're going to add the 12th man on top of that. Like, I don't think Carolina could overcome that.
I don't know how many Carolina fans are listening right now. You know what I mean? Is it, you know, I've been loyal. You know, I've been a Panthers fan for a very, very long time. I've been a loyal fan for a very, very long time. You know, with Bryce Young, you know, he didn't practice today. Yeah, so you know, the word is, if you don't practice, you know, Andy Dalton may start. You know, they already signed up to back up the quarterback off the practice squad. You know what I mean? They signed him up today. So could the offense look different, honestly, with Andy Dalton in right now? I think it could, you know. But I'm gonna go ahead and keep pounding. You know what I mean? Seattle sounds so good to pick. You know what I mean? And it really, maybe it should be the pick that I need to say. You know what I mean? To stay within two games, but I'm gonna go ahead and use the loyalty, the hope, and the keep pounding motto alive. You know, maybe this could be the game, and I'm going to go with Carolina.
Next one on it is Dallas at Arizona. You're up first.
Oh, this one's a lot easier than the game that we just picked. So I can say without a problem, the Cowboys.
Yeah. I don't want to say a lot of good things about the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say a lot of good things about anything, to be honest, other than my Browns. But those Cowboys look pretty good. I think they might be as good as finally advertised. I think the only piece that we ain't all 100% on still at this point is Dak Prescott. And I think there's a lot of question marks. And that's what we're going to have to see as the season gets to the back half of it. And we talk about playoffs and what happens in the playoffs. That seems to be where he disappears. But this Cowboys looking pretty scary there. Chicago at Kansas City. You pretty much got the whole band back together. I don't know what it is with Chicago, Justin Fields. It just doesn't seem, I don't know. They ain't producing. I ain't quite figured it out. You got the receivers now. I'm not going to say you got top-of-the-line receivers. You got Claypool and DJ Moore, but you got good receivers. So, I don't know if you ain't got the confidence, your offensive line ain't blocking for you, or what it is, but something's not working because you got a talented receiving core. There's no reason that you're not lighting it up. So, like I said, on the Kansas City side of the ball, the band's back together. You got Kelce out there. You got Chris Jones out there. You got, I mean, it was only 17-9, but, I mean, it's not like Jacksonville's not a playoff contending team. It's not like they're a walk in the park. This game should be, to me, a little bit easier for them versus the Jacksonville Jaguar game.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, with the Fields situation, I would love to see Fields. I would like to see the Chicago personnel go holler at the Ohio State personnel and figure out what went wrong. You understand what I'm saying? I want to know what type of plays, you know what I mean? I want to see what type of plays they was running in Ohio State compared to plays that they are running in Chicago for Fields. You know what I mean? Just because it just seems like two different people, you know, since he's been in the NFL. You know what I mean? Of course, we all kind of knew that he could run. You know what I mean? But he was throwing a ball at Ohio State. You know what I mean? It's somewhat as far as like things that I've seen.
Here's where my issue is with especially Big Ten and SEC. And this is why I never get really hyped about, especially an Ohio State quarterback, when they go to the NFL.
Yeah.
It's because especially a school like Ohio State and Alabama, Georgia right now, maybe even Clemson, you're getting most of your 5- and 4-star recruits. So Ohio State's going to have pretty much the best of the best of the offensive line to protect this quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ohio State is known as a wide receiving producing college. Like, we're just producing wide receivers left and right now. So you're going to have the best of the best want to play at Ohio State if you're a receiver. And usually we have a pretty good running back in the program. And so you can make almost any quarterback out there look good when you have pretty much the best of the best playing against maybe at best 3 college teams that are any good. The rest of your schedule is pretty relaxed. And so I don't know the last time, if any, Ohio State quarterbacks I have been hyped about or thought they was going to go on to the NFL and have this any kind of career just because of it just stacked in their favor. And so we don't produce any, to my opinion, we don't produce NFL caliber quarterbacks. We produce quarterbacks that work great in the system when you have the best offensive line, the top receivers, and usually a top 5 to 10 court running back. And so,
I'm definitely going to Kansas City.
All that, I had to circle back to.
Yeah, no, just,
oh,
it, just,
Lord.
It's just odd. You know, it just don't even, you know what I mean? It's just odd. It's just odd to see him struggle like the way he's struggling in Chicago. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's kind of like, and I was there working in Chapel Hill when you had Hansborough, whatever his name was, Tyler Hansborough. He had that team, and he dominated. Like, of course, when he was playing these college teams, he dominated and was phenomenal. But once he got to the NBA, he wasn't the big dog on campus. He wasn't able to do the things that he did while he was at UNC. To me, it's kind of the same way with college, with his Ohio State quarterbacks. You could dominate when you're playing teams lesser than you all the time, but once you make that next step up, you play NFL caliber players. It's not the same. Last Sunday game, we got Pittsburgh at Las Vegas. I went first, so you are up.
Ooh, I'm up first. This could be the game where I catch up more. It all depends who you pick, but Pittsburgh defense is there. You know what I mean? Is Pickett going to turn the corner and show the Steelers fans, you know, why are they so hyped with them? So, Oakland's been a good team. They've been in all their games they've been playing. But I'm going to go ahead and go Steelers. I'm going to go Steelers. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with the Raiders. I'm going to go out on the limb, home team.
All right.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Quarterback. As the Raiders had the better quarterback, I'm just going with the Raiders would be able to steal one.
Right.
We got 2 Monday Night Football games. We got Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. Shoot. Mayfield's putting a twist in this because Mayfield's not supposed to be 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Mayfield's not supposed
well.
To be looking. Yeah, he's not supposed to be looking good. This should be an easy pick. It should be Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about in Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield is playing with confidence, and a Tampa Bay team is playing with confidence.
Well.
I know that I'm going to have all types of regrets on this, but I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
Ooh. I'm going to go ahead and say it real quick and real fast. I'm going with the Eagles. This is my catch-up game right here. I'm going to go ahead and put the Eagles.
And the last one, we got the Rams at Cincinnati. Your pick.
Hmm. Mm. That's a good one, man. I'm gonna go ahead. If they rest, I'm going with the Rams. I'm riding with the Rams.
Call the Rams. I'm still back to my whole concern back with Joe Burrow. And whether or not he's playing, and whether or not, so that's gonna be a whole issue again with them versus Tennessee when I screwed up earlier. So that's our picks for this week. So looking forward to another weekend of football. Let's go ahead and start working on getting things wrapped up. Did you have any other topics? If not, go ahead and throw out where they can find Carolina Sports Plus website, Facebook, where you're going to be at, everything else.
Okay. First off, I'm going to shout out Michael Williams Jr. He got another fight coming up in Fayetteville, October 21st. It's a tougher opponent. It's for a belt. So last fight in Fayetteville was a great experience with no trouble. So hopefully the same outcome can happen on the 21st. But you can catch Carolina Sports Plus on Facebook and YouTube. You can shop with us online at CarolinaSportsPlus.com. We got a lot of good things going on. If you're in the Lumberton area, we'll be down there at the fair next Friday, the 29th through the 7th of October. It's always a good time at the fair. So if you're in that area, please come. Check us out.
Don't forget, Monday nights you guys can catch the 110 Nation Race Chat Live exclusive. We sit down and interview a driver, track promoter, crew member, whatever the case may be. It's kind of an opportunity to just get down, sit down with them one-on-one and get to know them and let our fans get to know about them and become fans of them. Tuesday nights, you got Race Chat Live, 8 o'clock as well, on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Chris, Taz, and Miss Lee will talk about all things racing. And then Wednesday night right here for the 110 Nation Sports Show. And then Thursday nights, you got Safety to Success. Jared does a show, talks about racing and safety and things that go hand in hand. So make sure you guys check that out as well. Make sure you guys check out our Facebook, the 110 Nation Sports. Check out our YouTube channel, the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Do us a favor, go over there and subscribe. You can also go to our site, www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com. It's got all our videos, blogs, shows, schedules, marketing partners. It's also got tabs to all the different platforms you can catch our podcasts on, if it be iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, whatever the case may be. Just go over there, check that out, and or just from any platform that you catch podcasts, just search the 110 Nation and follow us that way. I'm looking forward to being back in the studio next Wednesday with Mario, and look forward to The next guest we have Monday night, I know we got Dawson Sutton joining us Monday night. So looking forward to that. Till next week.